Cork's Good Times. Red FM. What did I do for the weekend? We were venue hopping.
Yeah.
We went into town for dinner on Saturday night. Oh, by the way, I haven't been out in Cork in probably about 8 months on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Place is hopping.
Absolutely, yeah.
The amount of new little bars and little restaurants and all these things, like down, particularly down Oliver Plunkett Street.
It's fab.
It was so warm as well. It was like 16 degrees on Saturday night.
It was bizarre weather on Saturday
really,
night.
Really, really strange. And it felt like we were walking through town. I was like, this is like we're on holidays or something. It just had that balmy feeling about it.
Where'd you go?
We went to Market Lane, which is always great. And then there's a new place called Old Brennan's or something.
Yeah.
That's on the on Oliver Plunkett Street. Yeah. And we went to a place called Osho, which is a gorgeous little bar. And then we found a place called Rosie Madigan's on Barrick Street.
Oh, that sounds like great fun.
Check this out. You know the way pubs are trying to evolve and do loads of other things?
Yeah.
All right, so you walk into this place. Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's like a beautiful kind of a hotel-y lobby kind of vibe. Okay. It's got the dark greens and woods and everything. It's lovely.
Nice.
Down the back, they have this huge, big, open smoking area. And on the left-hand side, they've got a sauna and two ice baths.
Oh, my God. How random is that? I love it.
So you can... I don't know if that's open to the public at 11:30 on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Where are you off to, Johnny? I go for a bag of chips and a nice bath.
Fully clothed.
You get your Lennoxes and you hop into a sauna.
Shoes on and all. The whole shebang. Out the end.
It's a mad gaff.
Wow.
So that's what I mean. All these little kind of interesting little pokey places that are popping up all over Cork. So we were looking for a venue for Rachel's 30th.
Okay,
it's the 30th, isn't it?
30th. She's 28, 29, 29.
Just like you.
Yes.
And I think we found it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, we're going to have a nice bath party, yeah. Anyway, we have loads coming up this morning. Again, please don't shoot us on this, but we are giving away Christmas parties. But the reason we are giving it away is because we want to get something in the bag for you planned. I know it's the 9th of September. But the Mardike have booked this in, and we love them, and we have to go with it. So we're giving away a Christmas party at the Mardike Entertainment Complex every day this week. It's kind of like a night out for your friends and the work colleagues. Small businesses, big businesses. It's for up to 15 colleagues as well, by the way. We'll send you for one of their amazing nights and finger food and all that kind of crack. And yeah, you're going to have a good one. That's coming up. Cash machines over 10 grand. We'll do a bit of that action. Vic's VIP is coming up very shortly. And Chris Kent was on with us Friday. That's coming up. Good morning. 6:18 on Monday morning. Good morning, gang. Paulie's up and about this morning. Taxi John, good morning to you, sir. Paul the bread man. Oh, you're new, Paul, aren't you?
Oh
you're on you're on Owen's territory now, are you?
I tell
you, I thought we only had one official show bread man in here.
Now we've got two.
Oh my God. What's going on over here? Good morning, sir. How are you
keeping, lads?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I was out in town, lads, on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into a bar there. And my God, there was this most beautiful woman sitting down in the bar for me. But I was only there a minute, lads, and didn't she sneeze? And her freaking glass eye popped out of her head and it flew through the air, lads.
Wow.
I put my paw up anyway and I caught it. And I rambled away over to her and I says to her, I said, I think this is yours. And she said, yeah, I'm often embarrassed. And I said, don't be embarrassed now. I said, no one saw nothing. And she said, thanks very much. I'd like to buy you a drink. So she bought me a drink and she bought me two drinks, lads. And we went out, we had a meal and we chipped away back at her place, lads. Mm-hmm. It was the most amazing night I ever had. It was like Lionel Richie, let's say, all night long, huh?
Jesus.
Got up in the morning and she made me the breakfast or whatever. And I said to her, I said, do you treat all men that you meet like that? And she goes, I'm not at all. So she says, but you caught my eye.
Oh, God.
Is that you? Are you doing those messages?
I'm not doing them.
Is it you?
On my life, you think that's me.
At
what point during the last 20 minutes have I had a chance to send in that podcast?
I don't know.
That was a podcast, by the way.
I just think there's something going on.
All right, here's my impression of him, okay? So I'm going to record a WhatsApp and send it to myself. I'll play him and then I'll play me.
Okay.
How are you, lads? How are you getting on?
All right, so that's me. That's me here, and I'll just play my message. Okay, hold on.
How are you, lads? How are you getting on?
Okay, totally different to...
How are you keeping, lads?
See?
I don't know. There's a similarity. I just feel like you're winding us all up.
I'm not. I'm doing an impression of him.
Or else he's a really good friend of yours and he's doing it for you every day and sending in a funny message.
No, he exists as a genuine.
He's
100%. He lives up a hill in Schlieve something or other. Schlieve Iris.
Call over to Red FM for the crack, Tom. I'm dying to meet you. It's so funny.
Oh, he's only a small little man. He's about 2'2". He's got a humpback.
You're making it.
I'm not.
It's you.
He sent in photos before. He's a farmer from Schlieve Ockris. Schlieve Ockris, that's where he lives.
I think it's you.
I'm telling you.
Who else thinks it's Casey doing those messages?
It's 100% it's not me. I am not that mental.
You are.
Back to Monday. Back to Friday. It is Monday. See what I mean? We had the brilliant Chris Kenton. We had a little experiment with Chris where he was doing a gig on Saturday night in Cork City in City Limits. He went off his phone for 3 months. Didn't have a mobile phone, had no internet, had no way of promoting the gig. He wanted to see if he could do an old school, promote a gig with just posters and word of mouth and a bit of radio. And he packed the place on Saturday night. Sold it out.
Wow. That just goes to show you.
Yeah, without using any kind of digital advertising or whatever. He did it old school. But we wanted to talk to him about getting off a smartphone for 3 months and what that was like. You can stick on the headphones if you want. I know sometimes guests don't really like headphones.
But you're
always one ear on, one ear off. He's a bit of a pro, this fella. Chris Kent.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, bye. How are you?
Not too bad. Long time no talk. I haven't been speaking to you digitally for months, and now I know why, because you ran away.
Yeah. I left the internet.
You've left the internet behind.
Yeah.
He looks a bit fresh, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
I don't feel too fresh, but thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no you bags under your eyes or anything.
No.
From endless hours of scrolling or...
Well, yeah, that's definitely improved.
Yeah.
Sleep, 100%.
So when did you decide you were going to give up the internet and give up a digital life?
I wanted to give it up ages ago,
yeah,
actually. Because I was aware I was addicted to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was writing a new show. And when I was leaving Edinburgh last year, I was like, what am I going to write a new show about? And I had this idea in like back in 2012 that I wanted to not use the internet for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I was on the way back from Edinburgh last year and I said, what am I going to write my next show about? And then I had been on my phone so much at that point, I said I'd love to give up my phone, give up the internet.
Yeah. Did you ever horrify yourself by looking at your screen time over a week?
Yeah.
We've been asking people to have a look at their phone. The record or the highest most screen time from a listener yesterday was 7.5 hours.
Mine was over 10.
Wow,
you were doing 10 hours.
Over 10 is the notification I got. That's the highest I got.
I don't think this is right, lads. Not the whole screen. Looking at the screen. I think if you have apps running
multiple
in the background,
multiple apps can double the time.
It's still registering as
but
views.
It's still 10 hours. Yeah, it's still registering, but but I know I'm on it because I was picking it up every 2 minutes. I couldn't put it down at all.
Yeah. So you've really dug into the addiction side of it, and you're making a documentary about this.
Yes.
How far are we into the doc?
I'm nearly finished it now. I gave it up. So I handed over my phone, and I did 8 nights in the Everyman with the help of the internet.
Yeah.
Of being clips and all that. And then I handed over my phone to my wife on the last night of the Everyman. And she locked me out of it.
Okay.
Changed the Wi-Fi codes in the house and everything. I have no internet at all, and then it's been a kind of we've had some logistical gigs that are difficult to get to without sat navs. And I've talked to psychologists and professors, and we've done gigs. Like I did a gig in Beaumont Care Home the other day.
Yeah,
I'm doing all these different types of gigs, and the final gig is Saturday night in City Limits, which is an offline. You can't buy tickets offline.
Okay.
At all.
And you've been promoting this old school.
I have a bag of tickets.
He's got money and a Nokia phone.
He actually has a bag.
Here's what he's got.
Of cash.
Nokia. He does.
An old Nokia phone. He has cash, tickets. He's wearing a pair of
Nike Air Max.
Air Max.
I'm the 90s. Yeah.
Or the 90s, or the 80s.
Yeah.
But how did you find yourself? How did you get to your man's house? Because without Google Maps,
I have maps. I have two big.
I have a road of
I've Ireland, a kind of maps, and I had to get one for the UK as well.
Okay,
because I was in Edinburgh and I was in Liverpool and I was in all these places and just asking for directions and getting lost and couldn't book accommodation with the internet because they sprang a gig in me in Tormachedy in Mayo.
Oh God! If you didn't have maps up in Mayo, you're doomed.
We got there in the end, and it was brilliant. But I had to bring a tent with me because I couldn't book accommodation. So we were camped up next to the venue.
Because you had no phone, you couldn't book accommodation. You had to pitch a tent in a field.
I had to pitch a tent next to the venue, yeah. So you can't actually book it. Like, there's no direct inquiries anymore. The Yellow Pages, I couldn't do anything like that. And it was a bit of crack, like, to be fair.
It added to the madness of it. The worst thing, I think, about phone use, and look, you're an amazing dad. I see you constantly posting photos of the kids, and you're always out and about with them, and you're very much a present father. I know that. It's a huge part of your life. But when your kids pull you up on staring at your phone, is that not the worst?
Yeah, it
is.
When they're standing there, and what you're basically saying, if you're holding a device between you and your kid, is this is more important.
And I was listening to an expert the other day who was saying, if you don't want your kids to spend loads of time on their phone, stop spending so much time on your phone. Because they're just watching you doing that and they're learning that behaviour.
Yeah. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old and Evelyn. When she was learning how to talk, I was always on my phone around her because I didn't think she cared. You know, I was like, she doesn't mind.
She's it's grand.
She doesn't even have the vocabulary to give out to me. But but she did one day and she said it to me. She's like, Daddy, put your phone away, please.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest sentence you ever said. It was like, ooh. And that broke my heart because I love the phone, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, where's your phone, Evelyn? Come on. Where's your phone?
Let's do it together.
Yeah. So it's a true, that is kind of a true story. It's a sad one, but it's true. And
how easy is it then to communicate with your wife when you're not on the phone?
It's like, as in when we're together, it's like, I've never called my wife as much ever from this phone. If you go into this phone, there's like 102 calls to my wife, which we never called each other before. Now that I have the Nokia, but she's also doing everything for me, which is
okay.
I wouldn't be able to give up. Like, she took my smartphone and is doing everything. She's a PA for the last 2 months. Like,
okay,
you know?
Wow.
I accidentally called her my Wi-Fi over in Edinburgh. But I introduced her as my Wi-Fi, but she's I call her all the time, but contacting people with this is a little bit of a pain. It's like, you know, the SIM card fills up and stuff.
Yeah,
and
of course,
messages, and it takes ages to text people back.
But playing Snake on the toilet must be amazing.
I'm good at Snake.
When you're sitting on the John and you're getting to level 8, like, I mean, that's...
I'm very good at it, actually. That's
How are your thumbs now?
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah,
predictive spell. Have you conquered predictive spell again?
I could do that. Closing your eyes and just writing. No, I can't. I can't. I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
It takes so long. It takes so long to text people on it.
Really does. Okay, so how do you feel?
I feel, I feel way better. Way better.
In what way?
I would say the anxiety definitely just levels out, I think. Wow. I think it's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
The phone, because you forget. And I found myself going to pick it up the first couple of days, forgetting that I didn't have it.
Yeah,
automatic habit. You go like that. Oh, I don't have it.
You're doing this thing like the hacker,
where you're tapping. Yeah, looking for the phone. Yeah. And I realised actually through just kind of taking notice, like, I was looking for it when I was stressed out. So I was like, am I doing that when I have it?
Yeah.
And is it just a distraction? And it's a vicious circle, because that's making you more stressed. And I don't want to totally demonize it, because I made a huge tour off the back of it. Like, and it's an amazing thing. Like, but for me, I was too addicted to it, and I couldn't write a new show. That was the thing. I was like, I need to be able to write.
So it's really helped you being creative again.
I stopped and I wrote nearly every single day.
Wow.
The show that I've written is all. I did a work in progress in Edinburgh. I was writing on the train on the way in, writing on the way out, writing on the way in, writing on the way out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Getting up in the mornings and writing. And I would get like that with a show anyway, but it would be prolonged with the distraction of the phone and the procrastination and all that.
So would you say then that it stunts creativity?
Definitely. Yeah. For me anyway.
Yeah. Wow, and you think it would help you, you know, because you have access to so much information and whatnot. Yeah. Chris Kent is with us. He's given up his mobile phone for 3 months. Has anybody out there done anything similar? 0868 104 106. Still convinced that I'm the crazy man from the mountains, aren't you? I am to a degree, but you know yourself.
It's the kind of thing that you do.
Can I dial out on this thing here?
You should be able to, yeah.
Do I have to put 9 in front of the number? I do.
Yes. Rule 8, number 1.
9.
One. Are you ringing him?
I'm going to ring him.
Oh, yes!
5, 2, 4... Just to prove that I am not him.
I want to hear his normal voice.
No, he doesn't have a normal voice. He doesn't. Okay, it's ringing. Hi, Kelly. Kelly's here.
Aww.
She's making tea. If he answers, he answers. I'm just doing this to prove it's not me.
Hello.
How are you keeping?
Thank you, Megan. It's 6 feet. How are things?
See, sorry, Mr. Mountain Man. I'm just proving Vic is convinced that it's me that's sending in these silly messages in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you believe I'm just in the process of sending you a text to confirm that?
All right. Well, now we've confirmed it.
Are you a friend of KC's?
I've never met the man. I'm talking to him since the days of Lily, but never actually met him.
Yeah, that's very true. We're doing this 15, 16 years now, bud.
I don't know, lads. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. There's something going on. There's something fishy going on.
You're still convinced that this is me doing the voice that I've edited all of this together.
It's the two of you. You're in cahoots.
Good man yourself. I leave you be. Good luck. Have a lovely day.
Bye, then. Good luck.
Oh my God.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
You're still convinced, even though I rang the man, you're still convinced.
Yeah, there's something going on. You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
I do that every 15 minutes, Vic.
I know, yeah.
€10,531.27. That's what's in the cash machine for you today. So, Irene, good on you, Irene. She got 70 grand on Friday. An incredible amount of money went out the door. Last week we did 70 grand, 60 grand, 30 grand. It's been an absolutely mad week last week. So let's keep the winning going and let's keep the cash rocking. And if you want to win today, €10,531.27. A very tasty 10K to kick off the week. Here's what you need to do. You got to text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. Costs 250 to enter plus your standard message rate to play. You must be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Up in my old radio station, Victoria, that I used to work in when I was a teenager, it's called Midwest Radio.
Right.
They do this feature, and it's a really nice thing where they try and teach listeners words from different languages. It's kind of like a little insert that they play during their ad breaks, all right? And I thought this one was absolutely brilliant. So this is how they're teaching people up in Mayo how to speak Bengali.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Talk our language on Midwest Radio. This is where you can learn some basic phrases to talk to someone in a different language. This week, we learned some Bengali. Here's how you say hello.
Hello.
Let's hear it again.
Hello.
Talk our language is brought to you in association with Commissioner Man and Vision.
Is this a serious thing?
No, that's real.
Is that real?
How do you say hello in Bengali?
Hello.
Honestly, God, that's not a wind-up.
Is that a serious thing?
Hello.
So if you ever find yourself in that part of the world, now you know how to say hello to the locals.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Did anybody cop that when they were recording it? Did anyone go, that's... Maybe we'll do goodbye in Bengali. Yeah.
This week, we learn some Bengali. Here's how you say hello.
Hello.
Let's hear it again.
Hello.
Oh, that's just so funny, lads. That is just brilliant. Back to famous people that you met and you didn't realise that they were famous. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, out of all the famous people that you didn't know were famous, this tops the pile. Me and my family met Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando. They were shooting a movie in Ballycotton. I remember this.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what the movie was, but yeah.
My mother got a flag off Johnny Depp. Oh, sorry, a fag off Johnny Depp, not a flag. Yeah, give me...
flag.
20 flags in his top pocket. He got a fag off Johnny Depp, and she had it on the wall.
Sellotaped. She sellotaped it to the wall, as
she
you would.
She didn't smoke it.
No, she kept it. Of course you would.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
And then she ran out of fags one day and she smoked it.
It's like, oh, well.
Who sent that in?
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
That's a great story.
Did they survive that long? 10 years, set of tapes to the wall? I suppose when you're in need.
James sent that in. James, that's a brilliant story.
James, that is outstanding. Yeah, it's hard to believe that Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando were actually hanging around Ballycotton.
Like, how old was Johnny Depp in that film? About 15?
2021, okay, I'd say. Yeah. Brando would have been in his 60s.
Okay, right.
Late 60s, maybe even 70 at that point. James, that's brilliant. Was on a school tour years ago and someone said Gabriel Byrne was visiting the same castle we were in. I rushed out to only to find that it was Gay Byrne.
Oh, A gay burn. Slightly different.
Okay, hello.
He was a superstar back then, wasn't he, Tina?
He was.
Hi, Casey. I used to run a pub in Parnell Place called...
Katie Barry's. Or Katie Barry's.
Katie Barry's or Katie Barry's many years ago. One Friday evening, a few lads came in for a few scoops and they were playing their first gig in Connolly Hall.
Oh.
Before they left, they asked me, would it be okay for a few after the gig? And I said, of course, yeah, come back and had a chat with them. And it turned out it was Christy from Aslan.
Oh.
Got a few T-shirts. And I won't say what time they left.
Brilliant.
Can imagine.
That's a great story.
I can imagine that they stayed for maybe a day or two.
Yeah.
Someone has a brilliant story here how they were working in a place and somebody came up screaming, "Can I get a selfie? Can I get a selfie?" Because some guy had walked into the place they were working.
Okay, who was it?
And your man stops and says, "Is she talking to me or is she talking to you?" And he's like, "I think she's talking to me, mate." It was John Bishop, the comedian.
Oh, yeah. Now, I like John.
That is someone I'd love to meet.
Yeah. He'd be a good laugh, wouldn't
he's
he?
He's one of the nicest characters. Did you ever bump into somebody famous and you had no idea who they were? What's your stories? Loving all of these. 0868 104 106.
Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 9.
Did you sell him a 15-incher?
Oh, Jesus, I wouldn't be able to hold that.
Cork, it's time to talk.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
On air in 30 minutes.
On Red FM.
Red FM and Off the Ball.
With Simply Suits, your graduation suit specialists. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
Good morning, I'm Rory O'Hagan. The quarterfinal lineup in the Co-op Superstores Premier Senior Championship has been set. Newtown Shannon will take on Middleton Blackrock, will face Kanturk, and Father Neils will face Emo Killy, reigning champion Sarsfields. We'll go straight into the semi-final after their win over Bishopstown. The relegation playoff sees a Bishopstown take on Charleville. The Republic of Ireland senior men's squad will continue preparations today for tomorrow's Nations League meeting with Greece. Seamus Coleman's been forced to withdraw from the squad due to injury. Festi Oboselli's been called in as his replacement. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Thanks, Rory.
What are you two up to?
Okay, what I want to do is see if we can have a little bit of fun with Siri. You've okay. got an iPhone, okay? So what I want you to do is say, "Hey, Siri, can I change my nickname?" And then I want you to say, H-A-H-A-H-A for about 30 seconds
right.
and see what happens, okay?
"Hey, Siri, change my nickname.
What would you like me to call you?
H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A Okay.
You'd like me to call you.
It works. It works. Amazing. By the way, sorry if I triggered your Siri and just caused every iPhone in Cork to go off on that one. Nice one, Rory.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Did you accidentally meet a famous person, had a chat with them, hadn't a clue who they were, and realised later on, oh God, that was somebody really important? My dad, it says here, worked every day in a chemist for 30 years. And the one day he took off, your man, the lead singer of Radiohead, his favourite band, came in and bought a herbal antidepressant.
Oh, no.
And this happened here in Cork, because that text is from my wife.
Is it?
It was Rachel's dad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he literally, on the day he was off, in comes Tom from Radiohead.
That's so unfair.
And just stands at the counter and mopes around and buys a herbal antidepressant.
There you go.
Singing in Radiohead, never. VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. 7:45 is the time. What's going on?
Okay, apparently a deal is being lined up by Noel Gallagher. This is, of course, to sell the band's back catalogue. They're estimating he'll get about $200 million
Ooh.
For it. So right. It hasn't gone through yet. It's just kind of rumours are abound that it's being lined up.
Because he'd have all the writing rights, wouldn't he? I wonder, does Liam write any of the songs, or is he credited on any of them?
I don't know if he writes any of them. He's probably credited on some of them. But, yeah. Like, Noel is taking the lion's share anyway of that $200 million.
Liam should get at least $10 million for the way that he sings Sunshine. That
I wonder, you'd wonder really, if he's not entitled to that much, would Noel actually say, here, go on, you know, you did a lot of the work yourself, or would he just be like, nah, sorry, mate.
Throw you a few bob.
You should have thought of that when we were putting all the songs out.
Should have learned to write.
Should have learned to play more than the maracas.
Big time.
Or the tambourine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll wait and see if that happens. Kate Winslet, she has a new film called Lee coming out this week. I don't know if the trailers are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But she proved, in my opinion, what a legend she is. Again, yesterday she was talking to Laura Kussenberg on the Women Kind podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just talking about the pressure, obviously, that's on women to look good all the time. And there's obviously, in her opinion, more pressure on women than men to do that. And she's just talking about her own attitude.
Lads can just roll out of bed, yeah. Put on clothes and we're on work.
Yeah, and it's more around, obviously with women, it's more around weight and body shape and all of those things. But she said this to Laura yesterday. Have a listen.
You know, we slap these labels on women that we just don't have for men. It's absolutely bizarre to me. And I think my point is that as women, you know, we so need to be having that conversation and just celebrating just being a real shape and being soft and maybe having a few extra rolls. Life is too short. Do you know? I don't want to look back and go, why did I worry about that thing? And so guess what? I don't worry anymore. I don't care. I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to enjoy it. Get on with it. You got one go around. Make the most of it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Isn't that great?
The only person you need to keep happy is yourself. Really.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and imagine the pressure that is on women, especially as women get a bit older in Hollywood as well.
And especially when you come to work with a big rip in your tights. I mean, that never happens to us. I do feel for you when that happens.
Speak for yourself,
Casey. The old ladders.
He's always got a ladder in his tights.
Only when I'm robbing banks.
Yeah, yeah. Have I got time for any more?
Go on.
All right, the animated series. This is, of course, based on Twilight. This is called Midnight Sun. It's going straight to Netflix in a series. And I have a little bit of the trailer here. Do you want to have a listen?
I do, as soon as I load up the right audio, okay. Because I was acting the maggot and not paying attention to you. So if I just whip that
Here's
over there.
Here's a little taste of the Midnight Sun trailer.
Here we go.
What should I have said? Hey, I'm Katie Price. I've watched you outside my window for the past 10 years and I've been in love with you, stalking you every minute.
This is what Taylor Swift does. She has awkward interactions with boys and then she just writes amazing songs about it.
I don't understand how we've never met. I've probably skated by your house every day on the way to practice. Hey, you wouldn't want to do something sometime, would you?
I'm really busy during the day, but I could be free at night.
What does Katie Price want to do?
There's so many things I want to do. I've been
looking at the stars tonight. All right, that's just a name.
It's
coincidence,
a different
is it?
Katie Price.
Yeah, that, thank
I
God.
I can see your whole head going, what on earth?
Hello, yeah. I want to get mangled by a vampire.
Yeah, so the film, this new animation is from the perspective of Edward Cullen, you see, rather than Bella Swan. So there's new character names in it.
Man.
And one of the main characters is called Katie Price.
People are just
different kind of vampire.
Yeah, different. Suck the life out of it, yeah, in more than one, yeah, way.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good times. Red FM.
Monday morning, it is 11 minutes after 7. World Suicide Prevention Day is tomorrow, Tuesday, September 10th. And this year, Red FM is teaming up with Pieta, so there's no more silence. It is a shocking fact that nearly 500 people in Ireland pass away by suicide every single year. And it doesn't have to be this way. Last year, Pieta answered 75,000 calls, 25,000 texts asking for help. There's always reason to reach out. And you can give what you can, please, to redfm.ie/donate. And if you've been affected by this content or what I'm talking about here, you can see the full list of supports at pieta.ie. Remember, if you're going through a tough time, you need to talk to people. There is help everywhere. And please speak to your best friend, your family member, your parents, whoever you are, wherever you are. Go to pieta.ie for the full list of supports. And please support World Suicide Prevention Day. It's happening tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Righty-o, what have we got for you today? It is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. 4 days to go until Clarkson, Hammond and May's final TV adventure drops. Huge amount of people looking forward to this. There's a big, big telly nostalgia.
Are you going
to
watch it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Their very final adventure. I'm curious to know as to what they're going to do. They have to go out with something spectacular.
They will, yeah.
It needs to, I think, as I mentioned, it's going to be like a Christmas special of EastEnders. Yeah. Something needs to blow up.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
Cars need to go on fire.
Yeah.
52 days to Halloween, and there's only 106 days until Crimbo. Okay. Today is Emergency Services Day. If you work in 999 calls, it's a day for all the great work that you do. Always been there to take those emergency calls and dispatch help. So happy Emergency 999 Day. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Hugh Grant.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Go on, what age?
62.
64, close. Adam Sandler is 58.
Okay.
It's going to be having a birthday cake with those little birthdays. Woo!
Does he really talk around the house?
Like
in that?
A cross between Jedward and I don't know.
Also, you celebrate with Luka Modric as well, who is 39 today. Croatian footballer, an incredible footballer. Speaking of all things football, Football Manager Jurgen Klopp is building a new 7 million mansion.
Is he?
And he's spending a fortune getting it soundproofed.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but Jurgen Klopp is a massive metal fan.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
random.
Now, they say metal, he's into bands like Kiss, who are more rocky than metal. But he loves loud music and the place rocking. So he has soundproofed, not to annoy the neighbours.
You love him even more now, don't
so,
you?
Yeah. Well, like, they have him done up in the paper this morning with the Kiss makeup on. He looks great.
Yeah.
This is an absolutely bonkers story. I was reading about this over the weekend. There's a company over in America that have set up about 4 years ago. And they are putting out, I wouldn't call them do you call them a fleet of satellites? No, a whole team of satellite dishes around the world.
Yeah.
With massive mirrors.
Oh.
Okay. And they're a company that are selling sunlight.
Sorry, what?
So this is how it works. You go online, you put in your location in the middle of the night, you order 3 hours of sunlight, you pay for it, and they reflect sunlight from the other side of the world onto these satellites and can pinpoint down within a mile of your house.
That is mental.
It's bonkers.
What on earth?
Why would you, like, if you want to have a barbecue in the middle of the night? And then what about your neighbours?
Oh, so many questions. We're going to have to come back to this.
Yeah.
We need to do a deep dive on what the hell's going on here.
So you can see beams of light coming from a satellite from outer space, and they can target it within a mile of your house, and you have daylight.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
They're trialing it at the moment. It's probably, I don't see any real advantages to it unless...
Is it going to be expensive?
Massively, yeah.
Yeah, you see, I need to know all these things now.
You're talking thousands of dollars for a few hours of sunlight. See, people are just going to buy it.
It's the novelty of it, isn't it?
Oh, I think I'll order some sun.
I have to say, though, I've never in a million years imagined that something like that would happen.
Yeah, I love it when people just think of mad things and they go, let's give it a go and see how it goes. And it's happening. It's happening. A school, a college over in America has replaced one of its lecturers with an AI bot teacher. Students are turning up and the lecture is being given by AI technology. Everything has been printed up on a digital board. The AI robot is speaking as a lecturer would.
Is it moving around like a person?
No, it's just you're hearing a voice and you're seeing the images up on screen.
Wow, lads.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it has begun. It has begun. AI teaching is now a thing.
Wow.
So teachers, you might be getting more than 3 months off.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Who've you got, Vic?
I have the gorgeous Owen in
Carrick. How do you know he's gorgeous?
I just can tell.
Jesus, that's
I can just tell.
He's
an absolute gentleman on the phone. That's how I can tell.
Oh, that's beauty to you. Yep. I like that. Yep. Yeah, very good. Are you good looking, Owen, or what's the story?
That's not.
I try me, but I scrub up well.
You scrub.
I don't scrub up enough, so people notice when I scrub up.
All right. Okay. So give yourself out of 10. What are we? An 8? 7.5?
Oh, Jesus. I'd have to go like 9.5.
Yes. Go on, Owen.
Is he on WhatsApp here? Is he? Let me have a look. Righty pants.
Oh, there you go. You see, I told you. You can just tell.
Good man, Owen. He's just finished work. You were on the night shift. Where were you shifting?
It was up in Ferrero.
Okay. It's Ferrero. So, do you make all the minty stuff?
Yeah, Tic Tacs in Cork.
Oh yeah.
The world's supply of Tic Tacs come out of Cork. That's pretty incredible. How do you make a Tic Tac? Can you explain the process?
No, I'd get fired for that.
Yes, kind of stuff.
That is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go into things, and then things are pressed into shape, and they go into little boxes.
That's basically it.
Stuff like that. That's the gist of it.
Good man. Owen, listen, fly through these for a grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What actor plays Forrest Gump, Owen?
Tom Hanks.
What do Americans call autumn?
Fall.
Question 3. Please, Please, Please is a current song by who?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Question number 4. What Irish TV show is set in Carrickstown?
Fair City.
Ronaldo just broke a record for the amount of goals scored. How many in his career? Was it 900 or 1,000?
It was 900.
Question number 6. How many Back to the Future movies were made?
3.
Who is married to Jerry Halliwell? Former Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, who's married to her? No.
Yes.
It's like the F1 dude, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
I'm Horner.
Shout.
Horner.
Question number 8. Can you name any album by Ed Sheeran?
Plus.
Question number 9. Ireland's first president was who?
De Valera.
And question number 10. What is the name of the new Tato Park? Quick. Oh, for the love of God.
It's like a crispy Willy Wonka, isn't it?
Oh my God.
He was so close.
Okay, let's go back over these. Tom Hanks is correct. Fall is correct. Please, Please, Please. Sabrina Carpenter. Fair City is correct. Yeah. Ronaldo scored 900 goals in his career. Yeah. That is correct. How many Back to the Future movies? There are 3. There's rumour of a reboot of that, by the way, but 3 is the answer. Christian Horner, I would have accepted Horner. Question number 8, you got Ed Sheeran. Ireland's first president was Douglas Hyde.
No!
Yeah, it was Douglas Hyde. And what is the name of the new Tato Park? Do you know the name?
Emerald Park.
It is Emerald Park. Oh. Yeah.
That was really good, Owen.
Do you have a horse switch in the kitchen, there, do you?
No, the horse is outside.
Where it should be, with your Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Owen, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. You're back on the show soon for another round, I hope. And sleep well, buddy. Sleep well.
Well done,
Thank
Owen.
You very much, guys.
Why don't you go back to bed on a Monday morning at 8:30? Yeah. Isn't that everybody's dream?
To do that?
See you, Owen. Take care, man. Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Your next watch, stream The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, with a Now Entertainment membership.
We're talking about times you met really famous people, but you didn't actually realise that you met somebody really famous until a friend nudged you and went, hey, that's your man, that's your one. And it's happened to quite a lot of you. Paul has been on to me to say he too did meet Cillian Murphy in the Brogue about 18 years ago.
Nice.
It was a frequent spot that he used to go into. He was always in there with his friends. But he was a bit of an indie grunge kid back in the day, wasn't he?
He certainly was, yeah.
He had no idea who he'd just met. And it was around the time of 28 Days Later as well. Saw this girl shooting a video in New York in 1999, hadn't a clue what it was. Came home and her song was number one. It was Macy Gray.
Oh, cool.
Seeing Macy Gray shooting a video on the street. A friend of mine was working on a house in West Cork and he came to the kitchen of the house and the owner introduced a guy who was eating breakfast as Robert.
Oh.
Robert.
Robert. Okay, yeah, go on.
Robert. Who could Robert?
Pattinson.
My friend chatted away about everything and anything, unaware of who he was. He came back outside and the other tradesman asked him, "Were you talking to that guy in the kitchen?" He replied, "I was." Turned out it was Robert Plant.
Oh.
No way.
Robert Plant in someone's gaff down in West Cork.
Class.
That is absolutely incredible. Yeah. You're going to love this one. Meeting famous people when you had no idea who they were.
Hi, Casey. Famous people many, many years ago down in Langton's at the Cat Laughs Festival in Kilkenny. My good friend Paul and myself were having a few pints of sweet sherry. A few sweet cherries and we spotted Norm from Cheers. And sure, we were mad over shaking hands with Norm, lovely man, gentleman. I was shaking hands and chatting and I said, "Who's your friend, Norm?" "Oh, that's Dan Castellino." And I went, "Hi, Dan, welcome to Kilkenny." And he went, "Oh." Couldn't believe it. An hour later, I realised it was Homer Simpson.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, love the show, Casey. Have a great day.
Cheers, buddy. He shook hands with Homer Simpson.
Amazing.
He shook hands with actual Homer.
Is it not just the guy that does the voice?
That's actual Homer.
That's actual Homer.
Is it?
Homer's a real person, you
no,
know.
No, he's not. Our lads, come
Vic.
On.
Vic!
It's a voice artist.
No! Homer Simpson is real. Yep. Where does he live, Rory?
Springfield, everybody.
Who's he married to?
Marjorie.
How many kids?
Three.
And where does he work?
The power plant.
He's a real person. Okay?
Absolutely.
Get life.
Let's go. VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Who did you say you need here? Alan and Sly, yeah?
Give us Alan Sly. This is really cute. Well, I think it's really cute. You know, we've all had to help our parents or our grandparents out with their devices. Phones, laptops, computers, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some funny stories on the show even over the last 12 months.
Oh, I told you my mother, the classic... Oh, my... And she's still at it, like... Like
she puts the whole conversation up on the wall, doesn't
no,
she?
Thinking nobody can see it, she's having a full bitching session in the comments.
In the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Like,
and also sharing... What was her other legendary one? Sharing a poster... A missing poster of a lad that went missing in
Mexico,
Tijuana, in Mexico.
That's right.
You know, because he might turn up in Cross Molina, up in Mayo.
Well, you never know.
Classic. Well, this is Al Pacino and Sly Stallone. The two are obviously pretty good friends. They went out and got some pizza together, and this is how the conversation went between the two of them.
I saw the podcast.
Did you know you did?
I did.
You're more tech savvy than I am. You actually saw it?
Yeah, I know. Well, I can text.
No, let's not get carried away.
I haven't been able to take a photo yet, or I haven't been able. My son keeps telling me, send me stuff, Dad. I said, I'll ask Sly.
Such a liar. This is how it works, see? You, me, high angle.
How
this
come
that,
you've got gray hair and I've got dark hair?
You really want to get into this?
Yeah.
I got so tired of dying hair. I said, no, enough already.
He's accusing me.
No, I didn't say that. I said, moi, me.
Isn't that the cutest isn't it?
Imagine going out for pizza with those
That's
two, just
I mean.
Sitting around a table with Al Pacino and Stallone. That would be incredible.
Two absolute Hollywood legends.
I hope whenever I hit my 80s and I wonder what kind of tech the kids will be using, I hope to God I'm on top of it.
No. You need to understand something. That's going to be you.
It's not.
It is.
I will never not be techie. I swear to God,
no,
I will be on
I'm
top of
you,
everything.
I just think it happens naturally.
No.
You're going to get left behind, KC.
It'll be all holograms and time travel anyway, so it'll be fine.
It will be absolutely crazy by the time we get to granddad and grandma age, 100%. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have been quieting down all those rumours, you know, the fake showmance rumours that landed last week.
I just hit my nose off the microphone. Sorry about that. Dope.
There was all these rumours going around last week because a fake contract was leaked by the media, supposedly on headed notepaper from Travis Kelce's team.
Yeah.
Basically implying that it was a bit of a showmance between the two of them.
Which I wouldn't have been surprised with if it was a created relationship, you know.
They even gave a date. They said that the pair will split up on the 28th of September.
Okay.
So they've been out in force over the weekend, proving to the world that all of those rumours are not true. And they were pictured at the US Open and all the rest of it. So there you go.
So the world is okay again.
The world is okay. Travis and Taylor are fine.
There you go. You've been Monday'd as well.
I have, yeah.
Declan Rice playing for Ireland. What did I call him? Damien Rice.
Lads.
I'll be over to you in a minute. Bring over something strong in
All
a glass.
Right. That sounds good.
I like this song, you know. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars doing their thing. Took a few listens to get into it, but this is Die With A Smile, Red FM.
I just woke up from a dream. You and I.